for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother, come on!
Zip it!
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one, though? Down. Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Oh, shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
More attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Look at us! What are these sunny skies? What is that?
That's where Ari is, Chicago, Illinois, with Nick Youssef right now.
Oh, where are they gigging?
I think they're at Zany's.
Oh, nice,
Don't quote me on that, but even though I just said it, so you kind of can quote me. But
go check out Ari. He's a man. He's hanging out with a dude with skinny jeans. Guys, it's a Punch Drunk Sports podcast.
Hooray!
Yes. Also, check out punchdrunksports.com. It's an awesome website. It's been coming together. Some great, great articles. A trainee correspondent is doing some blogging for us.
Yep.
Top 10 funniest chicks. Two of them so far. He's only done 6 through 10. Two of them are trannies.
Wow. I find that.
And Tiffany Haddish.
Which, you know.
No, she's hot. I'd breathe her asshole.
She'd probably let you.
She was drunk one night. I thought I could have made it happen.
Really?
Yeah, but that's not my style.
When I was in San Diego when we were doing Comic-Con, and it was me and her and Kreischer and Red Band and all those people. You know the American Comedy Company, the bathroom that's back there in the green room? And you can't leave because you fucked the whole show because they got that stupid door right there.
Yeah.
So people were just sitting in the bathroom and leave the fan on. We would smoke cigarettes in there. And me and Red Band are in there smoking a cigarette, fucking shooting the shit. She walks in, fucking locks the door, pulls her pants down, just starts pissing right in front of us.
I'll take that.
Talking to us like it's nothing.
Anyway. Now, that's hot, but if she starts dropping deuces,
yep.
That is, you throw up right there?
I would not put that past her.
No, I don't think a girl will poop in front of you. Guys,
her?
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Real quick, man, let's get into the people who help us make the show happen. Let's give it up for our sponsors, man, I can't talk right now. Let's give it up for our sponsors, betdsi.eu.com. Guys, now's the time to bet. They love working us. They love you guys. They've been saying nothing but great things about you guys. Love you guys are going on the website. Please go and use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get $10 betting cash.
And now's the time. Football season's here.
Now's the time.
This is if you like to gamble, even if you don't. You're not a big gambler. Everybody bets in one way or another on football.
No, gambling on a game makes it so much more fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's a totally different experience.
Yeah, that's where people have, you know, what's the best about it.
And if you got a problem with gambling, go to 1-800-GAMBLER. I don't even know if that's a real number, but I just threw it out. Who loves coffee? Coffees. Everybody loves coffee.
I love cocaine!
And we love cocaine. But if you can't do coke, go to Caveman Coffee, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, and get 10% off.
What a deal.
Do you like Caveman Coffee?
Love it.
I love it, too. And go to PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS.com. Use our Amazon links for all your school supply, shopping, back-to-school stuff. Get ready for Christmas. Special Halloween gifts. I don't know.
Bullets for your gun if you're about to snap.
Yeah, bullets for your gun. Go on there. Use our promo codes. Get some discounts on all your stuff. Help us help you help us. Let's do something really quick. Where are you going to be? Any this week, next week?
Next Tuesday will be actually great if you're in L.A.
Los Angeles.
Me and Sandy doing the roast battle again, and we have something very funny planned for it.
Very excited. Last time you guys did, I heard it super crushed.
This one's going to be even funnier. We have something very – so if you're around, hit me up. I'll make sure you get in to see that. And then I don't know. That's all I got for right now.
I am going to be here at the John Lovitz Club Friday night. I'm in L.A. for the next 2 weeks, which is exciting. I'm going to be here at the John Lovitz Club on Friday. I have a friend of mine from San Diego. I call her the future. Taylor Tomlinson is going to be there. So if you want to see the future of comedy, come down and see that show. And then September 11th, I'm doing my special Triple EX show at Crazy Girls. It's going to be a great show. A lot of excitement. People are talking about it. Tiffany Haddish, Red Band, Duncan Trussell, Brody Stevens, Rucka Rucka Ali, Justine Riviera, and I might add one more person, but we'll see. Are you doing anything Friday night?
This Friday?
Yeah.
I think I'm not 100% sure. I have some friends in town that want to see me gig, so I'm either going to be at the Ice House or the store. I don't know where my store spot is.
Well, if you want to do my show, you're more than welcome.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
10 o'clock.
Pretty positive that's going to happen then.
So come see Jason with me too. So that's our Dates Updates. Now let's get into some sports. Lots of sports stuff. I've been gone for 2 weeks. Shit's gone crazy. We're getting into the NFL. UFC fights. Lots of stuff. Now I told last week you talked no sports.
Virtually zero.
Amazing.
Other than... well, Ren Azizi got his car broken into.
Out here?
Right before he walks in the door.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, we talked about that for half hour. At this nice-ass place that he's renting, like in the hills.
Hold on. He's renting a house? Yeah. I thought he owns a house out here.
I know. Oh, he's annoyed. That's what he was doing, renting one right now.
That nigga got cash!
So, somebody breaks into his car. He doesn't know if he left it unlocked or if they jimmied it and got in. Pop the trunk. First, the only thing they steal, 3 joints from the glove box. They pop the trunk, $3,000 worth of golf clubs gone.
Gone.
Yep.
Right now, there's some fucking Latino gangbanger going, hey, dog, you need a 5-1. I got this shit. Low prices.
So we talked about that, and then we talked about, and then we got our big, huge GSP Diaz update.
Oh, that's huge. I heard it was crazy.
He's locked in a basement and forced to drink muscle milk and watch reruns of 90210 on a loop.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, everybody. Really excited also that we are back in the top 20 on Stitcher. So our numbers are going up. If you guys love the show, guess what it is? We're starting a new thing here in September called September Bromance. It's a new thing that Tebow and I discussed in length very long over the last couple weeks.
We have?
What we're basically doing is we would like every single listener to find 30 to 50 friends who love this show and spread it to people who might like this show. So it's September Bromance week, month. So please.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
You remember? You, for every guy you bring to listen to the show, we will give you 1 Bitcoin.
Mm. Is that you too? Well, I don't even.
So every person you bring, that's 1 Bitcoin for you, my friends. God, we have so much to talk about. We have so much to talk about. Dan wants to talk UFC, Dolphins, fantasy football. Okay, should we get our fantasy football real quick?
We may as well.
Might as well. Tebow wants to. We're going to do it here in sunny Chicago.
Our draft is Sunday.
Our draft is for this Sunday league. For our league.
I like that character. I like that character. You just repeat everything everybody else has. Penny's repeating it. Draft is Sunday. Now, what we need, and we'll hammer it out today, we need 1 fan. We got 1 fan left.
Tebow wants 1 fan, 1 comic. I like 2 fans, but I understand what he's saying.
Well, then we need three fans right now.
Why 3 fans?
Because
we have 2 spots.
We have 1 spot for a fan and 2 spots for comics because 2 people haven't responded to him yet.
Okay.
And I was like, well, if they don't, then we'll just get somebody else.
But we ain't begging people to do our fantasy football league.
You hear me, Ren Azizi?
I'm too busy. I'm in a million leagues. Everyone's just taking my golf club.
You dick. Yeah, you're going to have time. You're not golfing anymore.
Exactly.
Hey, Mark Carroll, you want to talk fantasy football. Are you interested in being in our fucking league?
Fuck yeah, I want to be in your guys' league, but I want one of you guys to be in my league.
I'm already in too many. Interesting. You have approached us to be in your league. What's so great about your league?
Oh, we do the white man league where you can only get white players.
That is interesting and racist.
And we tweak the rules all different, so white running backs fucking dominate when they actually get the ball.
Oh, so white, like, instead of, like, 6 points for a touchdown, they get, like, 37 points?
They get, like, a point per yard and, like, a point per carry and everything.
Oh, man.
Man, that's if you're the commissioner of that, like, that's a nightmare because you're just constantly having to fucking figure all this shit out. It's like, goddamn, Toby Gerhardt. How many yards is he? The guy's got 25 touches? I can't even keep up. There's only, like, three white running backs.
Yeah, no, how do you do that?
You get one.
How do you do that? How many people in your league? You and your mom?
Riley Cooper is so valuable.
Sam, your mom's in there, too, actually.
My mom is?
Yeah.
That's amazing. She doesn't even have a computer.
Oh, she gets on it somehow.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I'm interested, but I got to hold off. When's the draft?
We haven't set it up yet, so sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, so this is just you spitballing here.
Now, we got seven dudes already. We had eight last year, but
why? The other one died?
Out for one of you guys.
You did it last year, the all-white fantasy league?
Yeah, we've done it a couple years already.
Wow. It's an interesting idea.
I mean,
it's pretty difficult.
Well, it's like you're going to dominate. It's easy at quarterback.
Sure, quarterback's not an issue.
Wide receiver, maybe.
Name me five.
Decker?
Well, we also add the head coaches.
Yep.
You get head coaches.
Hold on,
and pickers
what?
And punters.
You get to pick
head coaches, pickers, and punters.
You pick head coaches?
I've been in a league like that.
How do you pick a head coach?
You get a point for a win.
You get a point for a win, but actually we do it different. You also get a point for every point you score. So the head coaches can mean a lot. Like last year I had the fucking Saints, and they were whooping ass and shit. I get like 50 points from them just for scoring so many points.
This league is interesting. I am.
They just like make rules up.
I don't like all.
You also get a point for red in your uniform. It's like what?
I don't like all white anything.
We have some weird rules.
But this sounds funny.
I don't like all white anything either, except for pussy.
No, I like black snatch all day, every day. Basketball wives, holla.
But this is interesting, just because how much it changes.
Let me ask you something.
It'd be fun to do an all-white draft.
Do you consider Mexicans white?
Fuck no, man. We're brown.
No, Mexicans are white.
There's no Mexicans in the NFL.
Man, we put the whitest under review. Last year, Danny Amendola got some shit because his name sounded a little Hispanic, but built it up. He's Italian. He's okay.
Oh, so now you have to have an all-white team. Where are you calling from, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now this gets a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but it's okay. I'm half Mexican, half white. So I'm
there's lots
Mexican
of Mexicans
kind
of. In
so
Texas.
So why do you hate your other half?
I don't hate him. I just, you gotta change things up a bit, you know?
I gotcha. So who banged who? Did a Mexican bang a white chick or did a white guy bang a Mexican?
My mom's Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, white chicks, I don't know if they're on the Mexican. Oh, well, Renee's girl's white. Does her family still speak to her, Renee?
Yeah, they do. They haven't disowned me.
Renee, when you go over, do they speak to you slow?
Yeah, they do, for sure, dude.
We can't hear you.
Habla inglés.
How come we can't hear him, Angelo?
You guys can't hear me?
Nope. Can't hear shit.
Now can you hear me?
Yeah,
now we got you.
Do they go, do you want some turkey? Mark, do you speak any Spanish?
No, I'm like the worst Mexican ever. I'm fucking lazy.
Dude, what generation are you?
I guess I'm the first generation fucking not full Mexican.
So, but what generation Mexican, though? Like, your grandpa first come here? Like, what generation snuck in?
Oh, no, man, I don't know. We've been here for a while in Texas, so I'm not that Mexican.
You were probably in Texas when it was called Mexico.
Yeah, probably.
That's great. Now, what's your team? Florida? I mean, Texans or Cowboys?
I don't like any.
Yeah, I don't like racist Mexicans.
I do.
You want to join this league?
I'm in too many leagues, but
how many leagues are you in?
Four.
Four leagues.
It's awful.
I'm in three.
It's the worst.
I'm in three.
Because you're constantly like, yeah, but damn it. You know what I mean? It's like Maurice Jones-Drew. Yes, I needed it, but I'm also playing against him in the other. You know, it's terrible.
Oh, God. So we need two civilians, one comedian. So if you want to be
other way around,
we need one civilian, two comedians?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's correct. According to Sacktown Blue, Anthony Johnson.
Anthony Johnson.
The commissioner of all commissioners.
Anthony Johnson allows us to do black jokes on this thing because he's our friend, and we go, well, we're friends with Anthony Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah, boy! Yep.
I was dropping several N-bombs the other day. I was over in the, you know, like deep
you mean
downtown.
The other day?
Downtown. And then all these guys are coming and they're like hitting bats and like swinging chains like this coming at me. I'm like, hey, I know Anthony Johnson. And they're like, okay, you can keep going, kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to be, God, I can't believe we can't get two comics to do it.
They just haven't hit them back yet. And I'm like, don't worry about the comics. We'll get, there's so many people that want to be in it.
All right. So let's do this. We need one civilian, one Punch Drunk Fan. Do you want to be in our league?
But tell us why you should
be in. It's got to be good. And I'm talking like,
no,
you got
to talk shit to Ari.
Who doesn't?
Big tits, you
don't
know?
Be the kind of person that calls in, your dick's hard about doing it, and then you fucking don't show up for the draft, you don't give a fuck. All of a sudden you're not turning your lineup in.
You can't do the draft, don't show up.
You're not turning your lineup in.
And if you're going to kiss Steve Arnazzisi's ass during the draft, don't show up.
Yeah, remember that last year?
Hey, Steve, I really love the league.
On the
it's
message
really
board, I'm like, shut
so
up,
so happy
idiot.
To be here with you.
Shut up! Dude, at the...
Okay, do you want to...
At the Red Zone, which just started, by the way.
Yeah.
New job is so sweet.
What is it? Can you fire people?
I could probably get somebody killed.
Is Josh Ann Myers doing it again?
Yep, he's in there. I got Chris Burns in there. I got Sandy Danto in. I got a bunch of people in.
What about... do you hear about his new show?
Yeah.
I hear it's doing really well.
I mean, they've only done two, but it's pretty popular.
Yeah. I hear it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Did I hear about his new show? You kidding me? I sat next to that guy for 7 hours. That's all he talks about.
Yeah, bro. Man, I'm so talented, man. I got to tell you. Hey, man, my new show is I can't wait for the next one, goddammit.
Yeah, man, should be fun.
Dude, it's going to be great.
Like, he just 7 straight hours talking about his show. So believe me, I've heard about it.
Hey, wow. So now we're doing where they're from and not what they want... I guess, okay.
Yeah, man, I figure, you know, we have callers all over the United States, so might as well put, you know.
I love that, Renee. I'm glad you're thinking out loud.
I want to see why Fresno is a Dolphins fan.
I love how Mexican and the Fat Man are really working well together right now. One guy's not talking at all, which I approve of, and the other guy's, I like
it. You know, as we switch spots today?
So, Dan, I want
Shut the
to
fuck up.
Go to Dan, but I don't want to go yet. I know he's been holding for 10 minutes. I don't want to get in the UFC right now. We're talking football, right?
Of course.
So let's go. Well, let's go to Who Wants to Be a Blogger, Kern, and then we'll go to Chip. I think Kern's been on before, and he was a little salty with us. Kern from Chicago wants to be a blogger. What do you want to blog about?
You guys asked me, to blog about Chicago sports, and never been salty, bro. Never been salty. I've been in a nursing home for 7 months recovering from a rotator cuff tear from playing sled hockey. Oh, wheelchair sports, man, they'll hurt you pretty bad. So
you're in a wheelchair?
Yeah. Play lots of wheelchair sports. Oh, yeah.
So you're in a wheelchair all the time?
Yeah, bro. I've been paralyzed in a car accident in 2000. My aunt was driving, flipped the car over, and broke my neck. Ari's met me 4 or 5 times. Joey, you know,
joining us on the show, Kern. I don't want to say I feel for you.
You couldn't have said it in a quicker way.
Did we lose him? There he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir live in Chicago.
Chicago's favorite Jew, Ari Shaffir.
Oh, he made it in.
Ari's
What's
here.
Happening,
we're talking
you guys?
To we're talking to a guy in a wheelchair who said you treated him like shit last time you saw him.
Said he's met you 3 or 4 times and you shit on him every time you
every
see
time
him.
Every time you see him, you push him down, push him, you roll him away, and it's
guy,
really uncomfortable.
That guy in our studio.
What's that?
Yeah, I just pushed. Is this the guy that was in our studio last week?
No. It's a fan that you've met a couple times.
Why do you guys talk to all these cripples?
Why do we talk to crippled people? Because it makes us feel good, and they give you wishes.
No, all the crippled people. Wait, I pushed that guy away? No,
yeah, he said, like, he's telling you about how, like, your podcast inspires him to believe in himself, and that someday he might walk if he just has positive energy, and you're like...
And you're like, get out of here, Wheels.
Can you give me shrooms? Fuck you. And then you pushed him off.
And that was, like, that last scene in Naked Gun.
No, he said he was a Giants fan.
Are you a Giants
fan,
Kurt?
He said he's a Giants fan.
No, he's a Bears fan.
Ari's always been Bears. Yeah, Ari's always been great to me, dude. I'm the one who made him a bet that I'd pierce my other nipple when he came to Chicago if I was the only one wearing a skeptic tank, or he would have to pierce his other one.
Oh, so this is a double nipple piercings.
I didn't make the bet,
but I'm sure he remembers me now.
Ari, don't go too low, Ari. We don't need to see too low with that fucking camera, okay?
Yeah.
Ari, you got any cool bathing suit on?
That's fair.
Yeah, I was calling to offer Ari and Tony tickets to the White Sox on Thursday night if they want to go. I don't know what they're doing.
It's Ari and Nick Youssef.
It's Ari and Youssef.
Oh, okay. So Tony's not going to make it. Okay, all right.
Tony couldn't make it.
I just got off the phone with Zany's Comedy Club, and they're sold out. So Ari's doing the Lincoln Lodge, I think, Friday. Is that correct, Ari?
Yeah, I got a bunch of spots in Chicago while I'm here.
So you sold out, Ari?
Zany's is sold out. Yeah.
Yeah, Zany's. It's a small place.
Is it one show or a bunch of shows?
One show he's doing.
I tried to pull the
hold on, Kurt. Let's watch Ari talk in slow mo.
Look at that ugly ass. He looks like a Muppet right there.
By the way, that's going to be on John Walsh's new show, Fugitive.
Yeah, right?
This scumbag. This guy's
got an attitude.
Okay, Kurt, now that the Jew's gone and stopped fucking controlling the media, let's go into you. What do you want? You're offering him tickets? Anything else? Are you just here to suck his dick?
No dick sucking going on for me. But if they want to go to the White Sox game, I'll take them. If not, offer my services as a free guide. I'm sure with the fucking internet, he can find out whatever he wants to do.
Are you a South Sider or North Sider?
The North Sider.
Then why are you going to a White Sox game?
My godfather has season tickets to every Chicago sporting team. So,
Chicago.
I'm bisexual, you know what I mean?
Okay, all right. Because usually, man, if you're a North Sider, you wouldn't step foot over in fucking whatever they...
That's the same thing. Yeah, I threw out a first pitch to Mark Burley, and my little brother wouldn't even come because he's a Cubs fan, diehard.
And you threw out the first pitch?
A first pitch to Mark Burley. Yeah, it was like April 8th, 2009. I got some pictures. I'll take a picture and put it on your punch drunk after I get off the phone. But yeah.
Yeah, do it, because that's hilarious.
Hold on, you want to be a correspondent? What do you want to blog about?
Chicago sports, man.
All right, that's
well, that's
cool.
A great story
but
in itself.
It can't be like, oh, today in Chicago, it's got to be like something crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's got to be more than just what's going on in Chicago. It's got to be a fun, edgy, like, punch-drunk type thing. Like, hey, dude.
Exactly.
This event, you'll get more chicks getting drunk and blowing dudes in stalls at this game.
That would be the Cubs game.
All right.
He's like, I want to write about Chicago sports. But, dude, it can't be that. You got to spin blowjobs in with crazy whores.
Yeah, hold on. Tebow's always like, oh, da, 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 da. It's like, listen, it just can't be a regular blow. It just can't be like, you know,
no.
I don't need box scores. I need something that makes it interesting that would be on our website.
Absolutely understandable. Yeah.
Thank you, Jew.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Hey, Kern, really quick. Does your dick work?
Absolutely.
There we go.
Absolutely
we'll
not.
Know.
I think he was going to say absolutely not.
We'll never know.
Man, poor guy.
We'll never
dick
know.
Work.
We'll never know.
All right. What have you guys been doing in Chicago
hey, Ari,
for fun?
Real quick. And then want to congratulate you, the October shooting of your second hour special.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. At the Comedy Store.
Ari, you seem to be hitting on all pistons. Life is going
good. Cylinders.
A what?
It's cylinder.
Hey, you say your way. I'll congratulate you how I want to congratulate you. All right?
Okay,
shut
fair.
Up!
That's fair.
Thank you, Booth. You're doing the OR, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Pretty excited about it.
That's great. Is it sold out yet? Do I got to buy a ticket to watch you do?
Yeah. I went to Rogan's taping in Denver. No, but, you know, there's only so much room for comedians there. But I'm going to have, like, Gerard had a screening thing in the other room, you know?
Yeah.
No, not sold out yet. I got to figure out how many seats I got to lose for cameras. Hopefully not more than 10. But
who's going to shoot it?
Who's going to shoot it? The same people that shot my last special. Art and Industry. It's Shannon. They did a couple of Burrs and one of Louis.
Oh,
they're great.
Great.
They get me. They get what I want.
That's great. What'd you want to say?
I don't even remember anymore. But how hot is it there right now? Because you are shirtless. And I know that's a fucking hot fucking town this time of year.
It's not that hot. It's really not that hot. I just woke up this way. And I went to log in. I'm staying in an Airbnb with Yusuf. And they didn't have Wi-Fi. The fucking guy didn't pay his Wi-Fi bill. He's an Arab. Maybe he didn't know Yusuf was coming.
That's funny.
Weird, like, I was just in Vegas, and this hotel makes you pay for Wi-Fi still. It's like, what the fuck is that, man?
So dumb.
No, you know what it is? They contract that shit out to other people, to another company that supplies the Wi-Fi for them. And then that Wi-Fi company, they just figure, you know what? Most of these are business travelers. They're just going to put it on their card.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't care. But it's like, what about the people who aren't business travelers?
Yeah, I completely agree with you, dude. It's fucking retarded. Well, we lost someone who wanted to talk UFC. Dan, we want to talk.
Dude, guess who I just saw in Denver?
Okay, let's play a game. Who did Ari see in Denver? I'm going Peyton Manning. Who are you?
I'm going Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Where's the cowboy hat?
Ooh.
What happened?
Donald Cerrone.
What?
Donald Cerrone.
No.
Correct.
Thank you.
Really? Congrats.
Said he would call into our show.
That'd be great.
That's awesome.
He's got a humongous fight coming up against Eddie Alvarez.
That's going to be a great fight, man. That's going to be a great fight. That's going to be a badass fight. I don't know. I don't know if I think Eddie Alvarez is going to do a lot of damage in the UFC.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. I really don't know. It's a great. I like how they sent him right away. They sent him to the Wolves.
Well, that's what Dana White likes to do. Like, if you're a star in another promotion, he loves to bring you in and show you who's boss and get your ass whooped right out the gate.
Who fought Gomi, like, right away? As soon as Gomi came in, somebody was like, I want him. Was it Forrest? No, who was it? No.
It was somebody like that, though.
No, Forrest fought Shogun Rua. You remember
that? As soon
as
he came in. Yeah, he goes, I want him. Yeah.
Who fought Gomi? I mean, back in the day, Nick Diaz fought Gomi, but that was in Pride, and he did the omoplata, and then he lost the fight because he failed the drug test.
Bullshit.
Hey, Ari.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. He knew about it, but he couldn't announce it until he officially got out of Strikeforce.
Bellator.
You know?
Bellator.
Bellator, yeah. So he was, like, supposed to fight this other guy, and he told me that this other guy starts talking trash on Twitter. This green dude, whatever his name is.
No. Green. I thought they were – oh, yeah. Alan Green, I believe, is his name. Alan Green. He's a really good fighter.
Yeah, and Cowboy in his head was like, hey, man, don't even – like, this ain't even going to happen. Don't even start talking trash. Like, we're not even going to do this.
Cool guy.
Cowboy?
Yeah. Hello?
Ari, I hear he's incredibly...
Yeah, he's totally cool.
Yeah.
Huge racist. But
yeah, I heard he's
people.
A huge racist. He hates black people.
Yeah, no, he didn't hate them. He's friends with a lot of them. He trains with them. I think he just doesn't think they're equal. Like, I'm not positive. I don't know that for sure, but that's the sense I get.
Is that a different racist that just hates... them? I mean, is that different? Is that more noble?
Yeah, he'll be friends with them. He'll defend them if they get into a fight. but he's just racist.
He just doesn't think they should vote.
Just doesn't think they should have the right
no.
to vote. And cops can shoot them if they want to.
At will. Hey, at will.
Hey, Ari.
Yeah.
Bet DSI wants to do something where we film us playing the video games of the UFC fights that are coming up. What do you think of that? Okay.
Interesting. I like it. Big J just got the UFC on PS4.
What's that?
Okerson.
Start his play. I said Big J just got the UFC on PS4.
Yeah, I was thinking about buying an Xbox. And
I don't know how to play, but I could play badly.
Yeah, I mean, we'll learn how to play, and then we film it.
All three of us will be bad at it, so it'll be even.
They want to sponsor it and promote the fuck out of it.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
This is the funniest thing. It's called Delay Reaction with Ari, everybody.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's slow-mo. It's so weird.
It's like it's almost like Ari died and we're doing a montage of him.
This guy is supposed to have internet, and then he doesn't have internet.
Where's Yousef? Out looking at fucking mountain bike somewhere? Out looking at 10 speeds?
Chip, you have to hold on. I know you've been holding. Hold on.
What?
Dan.
What'd you say, Ari?
He's jogging.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
That's how I figured.
Dan.
What's going on, Sambo?
Dan, you were here for a really great episode of Phone Sex. And what else did you... Oh, yeah, you were here for the the dating thing between GSP, Ronda Rousey, and Diaz. You're calling in UFC. What do you want to talk about? You're on with Comedy Central's Ari Shaffir, everybody. Joining us, not in studio.
How's Chicago, Ari?
It's great. I've been here for 16 hours.
Gotcha. Good enough. Drunk Ari is great. Isn't he great? Let's give it up for fucking drunk slow Ari.
It's more like black hole Ari.
What's up, Dan? We're gonna pretend Ari's his cable works. Go.
Okay. So what do you think about the fights this weekend? Are you guys gonna be watching the rematch?
I can't believe there's another fight. By the way, the UFC fights that just passed, phenomenal. Ben Henderson, it's like, did you see that fight?
Mm-hmm. Rafael
Dos Santos?
Like 50 seconds.
I thought it was a very, very quick stoppage. To me, if the UFC, I know it's not the UFC's call because, you know, the refs are independent, but that stuff to me, when you stop a fight like that, it's the equivalent of the NFL throwing flags on just touching wide receivers. It takes away any of the fun of this fight that these guys can just fall down and curl up for a second to protect, and then they stop the fight.
Yeah.
No,
it keeps happening. I don't know what they need to do.
This is a combat sport, man. I mean, you don't want anybody to get brain damage.
What's worse, them stopping a fight early or them letting...
Oh, cerebral palsy. Ari's
talking
goal,
to
Alexa,
right? Somebody who's slightly retarded.
Let's give it up for our good friend, straight off the short bus. Cerebral palsy, Ari.
What's worse?
You might have to be called the ARI ice bucket challenge.
What's worse?
Ari, that's a great question. Is it what's worse, stopping it too early? Ari has a heart attack, drools on his tits.
What? Yeah. What is worse, stopping a fight too early or?
Or stopping it too late.
Or
I would say.
To an unconscious person.
I would say this. Most people would say stopping it too late is worse. But I would say stopping it too early, in my opinion, is because you're taking away a guy's right to win a match when he's been training for 3-4 months. That guy's been working his ass off, and now you've kind of robbed him of an opportunity.
Yeah.
When a guy gets knocked out, I mean, you don't want it to be like Henderson Bisbin, where, like, that guy's out, and Henderson just gets flying.
One of my favorite punches of all time.
Boom! And then you see Bisbin's toes. Yeah.
He was like this.
Yeah. And Bisman's toes curl because it was, okay, that was one too much.
Yeah.
But when you take away, I mean, and I get it. For safety reasons, the politically correct thing to say is stopping a fight too late.
I also think, like, with that stuff, like, we're sitting on our couch or, you know, a lot of times we're right there in the arena right by the cage. You're there. You know, you see it and you're like, man, that looks early. But, like, he stopped it early. But those refs are looking in the eyes.
Yeah.
And they're right there. And sometimes you can just, like, hey, man, this guy is completely incapable of defending himself because nobody's home.
And I would say with Ben Henderson, he has earned the right for the benefit of the doubt.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah. I agree with that, too.
I think that, you know, when you've reached championship level, you have the right to...
I've seen Herb Dean before.
Okay, congratulations on that.
We've
oh, my God,
Herb
I already
Dean
seen Herb that. Dean before. That's awesome. My God, you get
no,
an autograph?
I was waiting for you. I've seen Herb Dean at the end, but hearing boos, like he heard a bunch of boos about early stoppage, and I saw him like walking down the steps from the octagon, and he stops and he turns back to look at the replay, and then he was like, no, yeah, that was right. Like he wanted to see if he was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, they care. The refs care.
And they have
and
a job.
In that case, Herb Dean was right. He was like, that guy was out.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that. I mean, you got to protect the fighters, but I just feel like, I mean, did you guys watch fight? That was really an early stoppage.
It wasn't I've seen like, way worse than that, though.
It wasn't like he slumped it out. He turtles up and he covers.
He rocked him.
He did get rocked, though.
Yeah, that happens in the sport. People get rocked. So, Dan, you want to talk about this fight coming up. Dillon Shaw, Barrero 2. I'm excited for this fight. I like Barrero. I've always thought he was an exciting fighter. But I really like Dillon Shaw, mostly because he saw me do stand-up. He said he liked my stand-up. But besides that, I just love that he went in there with a game plan with Bang Ludwig and just fucking just took this guy apart. And you're looking at a guy who I felt was like one gear faster than the other fighter.
If he does that, if he does that again, I'm going to be extremely fucking impressed. If it's that much of a dominant performance.
I mean, he out-browed Barrow, you know.
He did.
Yep.
A fever pace. It was.
He beat Barrow in his own game.
Yeah.
Just
went at it hard. I mean, when did he knock him down first? Was it in the first or the second round when he just, when everybody thought it was going?
It was second round. Ari, your nose is phenomenal. Look at that.
Thank you.
That's a Jew nose.
This is what gets you on Comedy Central.
Yeah. Well, wow. That thing works.
All right. Last week, Renazizi was saying that you are still hell-bent on the fact that his nose is bigger than yours. True or false?
Is Steve Renazizi's nose bigger than yours?
No. There's no way. But Ari says that it is.
Oh, we've lost Ari. Right, so now we can do a real show. He's back.
Is that true, Ari?
Are you mad that Steve Renazizi's nose is bigger than yours?
Am I mad at what?
Renazizi swears that you think his nose is bigger than yours.
Oh. I thought you were going to ask me if I'm mad that his nose is bigger than mine. And I was going to be like, you need to tell him that because he has a bigger nose than I do.
He does?
I don't think so.
Can we bring up Steve Renazizi's picture?
Overall, Matt. His is bulbous. He has a bulbous nose. It's bulbous.
What do you call your nose?
Oh, it's a Kenny Florian
here, but his goes like out more.
Are you saying he's having more of a pig nose?
This is like this.
Okay.
And I look bigger, but total mass, his is bigger. Yeah.
All right.
Bring him. Make the picture bigger. I want to compare it to Ari's. I can't sign off. And dude, seriously,
no,
Chip, hold on. We're gonna get to you. Ari's nose, Steve Renazizi's nose.
Sorry.
Ari might have a point. Steve does have a giant fucking honker.
It's because he's just got a big head. It's proportionate to his head. Ari's nose should be on a bigger head.
That is true.
Mine is there here.
I don't know, man. That's a fucking big-ass nose.
Look at that nose. And then you picked it. Oh, and now you're wiping it, and now you're eating it.
God,
you offended everyone. We just lost you. That was so disgusting. We lost Chip, who's been on hold for 30 minutes.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
stop.
Oh!
Why?
God!
What's wrong with you?
Ari, have you checked out the website at all?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ari.
This guy's so disgusting. Ari, it was Kenny Florian, the big fuck on me.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Ari, did you check? Yeah, have you checked out Kenny the website?
Florian, if you wanted them. I don't have internet right now, but yeah.
Obviously, you
have you ever checked out the website? Okay, here it goes. We're getting closer. Make it a little bigger. Can you make it a little bigger? Oh, yeah, there we go. Ari's no, like Steve's
format,
no.
The wording.
Oh.
Renazizis.
Yeah, look, that's Ari, man.
We
Ari.
Need Ari. We need seductive Ari real quick. Seductive Ari. Seductive.
My. Turn it. Nah. You see what I'm talking about? But the
Ari's nose is bigger.
Your nose is your nose is way bigger, Ari. It's not even close.
No, you got to see it in person. You got to see it in person.
There's no way line two is real.
It's just promo shots. He's using CGI pictures.
Is it real? Oh wow.
Dan, thanks for calling in. Ari.
All right, we could have a big breaking yeah. news if it's real. Live from being locked what? In a basement the last we under, as far as we know. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see if this is real. GSP. Champ, is that you?
Oh, my God.
This is a newly humble. I am the former champion.
Whoa, Saint my Peter. God, the former what? Champion. Hey.
What happened to your belt? You were always going to be the champ.
Well, my life sensei is what I call him, Nick Diaz, told me I need to come to grips with being retired and no longer the champion.
Wow. I don't know how I feel about this.
Wow. And that's just being humble, I guess, huh?
It's a new thing now that I'm off the ketamine and the computer spray and the cat litter, everything else I'm doing, I'm seeing the world clearly for the first time in a long time.
No computer spray, no cat litter, no nothing,
computer
huh?
spray, that one got me.
Yeah. I have to admit it, that every day, every minute is a challenge for me. If you go into any store, you see the computer spray just looking at you.
That's so true.
It's just calling your name, but I have to stay
clean. Don't even go to computer stores.
Let me ask you, so computers to you, at a, computer spray at a store to you is what, like, cocaine at the Comedy Store was to me?
It is just the siren song of the computer spray. It just feels so good.
Yeah, like if I see Rose's ass,
yeah.
and all I want to do is coke out of it.
Yeah.
I can stop. Relate to it.
Thank you.
So now what I understand, GSP, is you've been locked in a basement on a steady regimen of muscle milk, and which I understand. But the other thing that we heard, I don't really understand. Maybe you can explain. 90210 episodes on a loop.
I will tell you Master Nick's regimen for me. He locked me in the basement, and he for 2 weeks straight, he made me drink an herbal tea from Thailand,
mm-hmm.
which made me throw up for about 8 hours straight.
Yeah. Okay.
He wanted just to clean the toxins, get the computer spray and the ketamine out of the bloodstream.
Sure. Not to mention all that kitty litter.
Yeah. And the kitty litter as well, which is hard to get out.
I bet.
Exactly. Then every morning we would watch cartoons in our pajamas. Nick and Nate would come down to the locked basement.
Wow.
After the cartoons, we put on Hulk hands and we have a fight.
Oh, Hulk hands.
About a week ago, I thought I broke Nate's jaw. I hit it with a Superman punch. I guess you could call it a Hulk punch.
Okay.
And I hit him so hard that he hit his head on the wall and broke some of the plaster.
Oh, wow.
But it turns out he was okay. We had a good laugh after.
Oh, nice.
And the 90210 is very therapeutic for me. I'm used to just the Canadian version, the grassy high.
Okay.
And the 90210 is much better.
In what sense? Like, what have you learned lessons? Because they told us when we talked to the Diaz brothers last week, they were specifically doing that to maybe give you some life lessons.
It's exactly like when Dylan McKay's father gets blown up in that car. It taught me to be humble and to take every life as a gift.
Okay.
I can see that.
I can see that.
Now,
I'd like, I'd also like to say real quick, Ari, I'm sorry that you had a stroke.
Yeah. Obviously, you've been watching, seeing Cerebral Palsy Ari talking on the
show. Yeah. Stop mocking me!
It's very sad to see what's become of Ari and his dick nose.
Cerebral Pari. Cerebral Pari Shafir.
Now, GSB, are you still downstairs?
I am still in the basement, but they let me come upstairs for 10 minutes a day.
Oh, they let you, like, what, is that kind of like when you're in prison, they give you, like, 30 minutes of exercise?
I think it's a little bit like that. They let me come up. I talk to Melissa, the Diaz's wonderful mother.
Okay.
She makes us pancakes, and she puts, she sprinkles them over the top with some Fun Dip.
Fun Dip? What's Fun Dip?
You get it from, like, the ice cream man. It comes in a little package, and they give you a little sugar stick to eat it.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun Dip.
Yep. I remember that.
That's great. Now, let me ask you something. You're a good-looking guy. Is there any tension between you and the Diaz's mom?
She's an attractive woman, but I respect her, and Nick is my life coach. She's my life sensei, so I honor that relationship, and he also has me on a strict, I'm not allowed to masturbate or have sex while I'm in the Diaz compound.
Wow.
What did Nick say to you to get you to convert, I guess, to his way of thinking?
Yeah.
Well, I see that he's back in the UFC. His life is going well. He's buying pontoon boats, and my life was a world of shit. And he told me he could turn it around, and I fought the man. I know he has heart. I felt the power. And so I said, I will give it a shot. What do I have to lose?
I don't see it. You know what? I can get behind that. I feel like that this could be a positive influence for you, but I am a little worried that they've pulled the wool over your eyes a few times in the past.
When you've already been buried in a refrigerator box, what else can they do to me? I've survived that. I can come back from anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do like your attitude.
Has Dave Luanzo tried to contact you at all?
Yeah, how are you dealing with the Crow right now?
I am strictly forbidden from talking to the Crow, and the Diaz brothers assured me it's not just because he's black.
Why is it?
They told me that he is jealous of me, and he was the one enabling my bad behavior and wanted me not to fight because of his shitty career.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
About 90%.
About that, okay.
Is there any part of you that misses the Crow?
There are certain things I miss. You know, the way we had a lot of inside jokes about French movies we enjoyed.
Yeah. That's got to be rough. Let me ask you something. Yeah, will you settle a big debate for us? Who do you think has a bigger nose? Jewari or Fox's The League, Steve Renazzisi?
If we're talking cranium size, I think it's hard to beat Steve Renazzisi. Even midgets, that guy from the Game of Thrones, has a hard time beating him with his big head.
Oh, so you're saying like that that Steve Renazzisi is all head?
He is a huge head on a fairly small body.
Yeah, but his nose is bigger and it blends in because so you don't notice the nose.
But when it comes to pure nose size, Ari beats him like I beat most of the fighters I fought.
Oh, that's good. Wow. That's a great point. Would you say Ari beats Steve Renzizi's nose the way you beat John Koscheck's eyeballs?
His name, I believe, is Josh Koscheck.
Yes.
And, yes, I believe I broke his orbital bone, and he could not even fly home because the air pressure could have blown up his face.
Blown up his
face. Would you say Ari beats his nose and makes Steven Zizi's face blow up in space?
I believe that is true. Ari's nose is very long, and then the end is like the head of a penis. It really beats Steven Zizi's 10-8
3
rounds in a row.
The refs gave, you know, a unanimous decision to Ari Shafir's dick nose.
Have you
he
been
just signed off in pain? It could even be a stoppage. If Herb Dean was doing the fight, it could be early, but sometimes if Steve Mazzagatti was doing it, it would go late because he doesn't anything.
That's great. All right, GSP, we love you. Call in anytime, all the time.
Could I do one thing real quick, please?
Of course.
You can do whatever you want. You're the former champ.
I would like to say, while I've been getting clean, something happened that rocked my world.
Oh, wow. What is it?
The great comic Robin Williams passed away.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
And I saw the emotional tribute Billy Crystal gave him last night, but I would like to give him one of my own.
Okay. I would love
Robin Williams fan?
Please.
Here we go. I'm a little nervous because I don't have the ketamine aiding my confidence this time.
Believe
but
in yourself.
I'm going to get right into it.
Yeah, it's hard. Just.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you ask? Let your heart decide. I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder. Over, sideways, and under. On the magic carpet ride. A whole new world. A new fantastic part of you. But what to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
That's from Aladdin and Robin Williams. You will be missed. Nanu, Nanu, thank you very much.
Oh,
GSP, going out of style. Champion.
That was
all
so
times
funny.
Every time. Let's bang out these quick things before we take a quick break. Death
what a
Squad,
brave,
you've
what
been
a
on
brave
forever.
Man to be able to emote like that.
Death Squad, Arizona, how are those wife milk cans?
Oh, man, they're great.
Why can we get a full picture of these babies?
What?
Can you get a full picture of those babies for us?
Yeah, I could.
Okay, but you probably won't.
From the side, also from the side. So one is eclipsing the other.
Yeah.
Can you get that picture?
Yeah.
I could probably set that up tonight.
Can you blog on our website about that?
Yeah, I can do that for you. But hey, I just wanted to say congrats to Ari on getting that special at the Comedy Store.
Can you be your wife's tits correspondent?
Yeah.
He could be the wife's tits correspondent. I do like that.
Dude, congratulations, dude. You are now the official Punch Drunk wife tits correspondent.
Yeah.
You're like a champion.
Because, look, a lot of our fans are married, and their wives, guess what? Have tits.
Got fucking fun cans.
This guy just happens to have the wife that has the best tits.
Yeah.
Bobby.
I think we should do that. I think once a week we should feature one of our listeners' chick's tits.
You wouldn't have any more listeners.
What? Why?
We know better than to say our listeners' tits.
Yeah,
we know better than
our
listeners' tits.
It's one of
our
wife's
tits.
I like to see Matt Hart's tits.
Hey, Sammy.
Why is the Matt Hart ever calling
in?
I was tweeting at her the other day. I'm like, where you been? Come
busy
talk.
Chowing box.
Sammy, I've been on the road eating some of that.
Hands are too big to mash the keys.
You're
the
saying
keys,
she got big, fat pig hands?
Sammy, I've been on the road. I've been in South Carolina.
Real quick, Death Squad, real quick, drug policies.
Yeah, I just had a question about it. I'm a big Cardinals fan, so I think it's complete dog shit that Darrell Washington gets suspended for the whole year and Ray Rice only gets a couple games.
I agree.
It's the worst.
I agree.
And that's why this thing with Josh Gordon, that's why they're like, ooh, well, we're gonna think about his fucking – because this guy, granted, it's his fucking fifth strike with pot. But all he did is smoke pot.
Yeah.
Ray Rice knocks his fucking cunt wife out in a fucking elevator.
Hey.
Drags her out by her hair like a caveman. Two-game suspension. This guy smokes a joint, can't play football all year.
We're talking about laws and what affects the sport.
Right.
Now, they think marijuana affects how you play. And the woman beating, that's a case for the law, but it doesn't really change your game at all.
Right, but it's bad PR.
If you got to fight in a strip club, or if you were caught gambling, that's a bad one. If you're caught like embezzling, anything like that, that's two-game suspensions.
All right. If you play for Denver or Seattle?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Those teams
should not be a suspension.
Yeah,
should not be any suspension.
I like Arizona. I think the Cardinals are pretty decent this year. I think they're gonna. I think they had a couple injuries this preseason that might have hurt their chances a little more. But I like that team. Okay. I think you guys had the best coach. I think the Colts are probably like, man, we let the wrong coach go.
I mean, they're fine. They'll be fine. Colts will be fine.
Hey, so Death Squad, are you gonna be our wife's tits correspondent?
Yeah, I'll be your guys' wife's tits correspondent.
Okay, when can we real quick, hey, if you guys want to go on a break, if you guys want to take a break, you can. Kevin, real quick, Kevin in Connecticut, what do you want to talk? UFC? We just talked UFC. We'll talk UFC in the next hour. Call back. Can you call back?
All right, I got you.
All right, yeah. Cool. All right, Ari, do you want to take a quick break?
Let's see maybe take a shower.
You going to jump in the shower?
Yeah.
All right, jump in the shower. Maybe we can get some shot of that fucking Jew asshole.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I tell you right now, I'm excited.
No,
I want to see the inside of your asshole, Ari.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Suck it.
So what do you guys want to talk about?
Like, I want to be, okay, first segment.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Back in Chicago, we've got more ethnic people on the show. It's time for Welcome Ethnic People to Punch on Sports. Please welcome Alex. Alex, what's your name?
Dominguez. I'm Dominguez.
Alex Dominguez, as fucking Latin as you can get. Straight
missile.
Out of fucking Florida.
The Grooving Cuban. That's what I like
Miami
to be
Dolphin fan?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I think they're going to be better than people give them credit for.
You know what? I've been watching them this preseason, and I've been disappointed for the last 10 years. They look like they could move the ball this year.
Yep.
Like, I have a question for you. What is going to happen? Because you still don't know. What's the shakeup in your backfield going to look like?
I think Lamar Miller and Noshon Moreno look sharp in his first game back. I think they're just going to split carries. I really think it's going to be a two-team tandem. And fantasy-wise, it's going to be a wreck back there, but I think they are going to get the job done.
All right. All right. We'll get into more sports and more NFL. But joining us here is obviously one of our favorite people. They're a major sponsor of PunchDrunkSports.com. Go to PunchDrunkSports.com. Click on the link to bet DSI.com or .eu. Please welcome back to the show after a week off. Brett, everybody, headlines manager at BetDSI. What's up, bud?
How you doing, Sam?
Welcome back. How was your little break? I know you got busy. It's the NFL coming up. Shit's got to be crazy over there.
Yeah, I mean, normally right before the football season, I like to take a little breather because basically until the end of March with March Madness, this is basically no break. I mean, you're talking Christmas, New Year's, whatever it is, we're here working. So, yeah, I kind of took the opportunity to get away. And what does a guy who works in the industry do? He goes to Vegas.
Were you just in Vegas?
Yeah.
I was too. I love Vegas. Everybody hates Vegas. I love Vegas.
I can't stand Vegas.
I love it. What can you say bad about Vegas? I don't know. There's all.
I like Vegas for 3 days.
I went to college there. I like it, dude. I love all the. There's just
day
fucking
four, though,
skanks everywhere.
But day four, I start to become like evil crazy guy. You know what I mean? Like day three, you're like, I can handle this. Day four, you're like, I think I could fucking live here. I think I could. You know what I mean? You start having weird schemes in your head. You know what I mean?
It's so funny because you see a super hot chick and you're walking. You're like, hey, hottie. And as soon as she doesn't talk to you, what do you say? Oh, she's a hooker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, she didn't say hi back, right?
Which is hilarious. Which makes no sense because the one person that would talk to you is a chick selling snacks.
Yes, exactly. Right. That's how we just bought in our head.
The first time I went out there, we were at the bar, and I was just like, wow. I was talking to my friends, like, wow, that girl, look at her. She's giving me the eye and stuff. I think she might like me. And they're like, Brent, she's working.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I'm just like in denial. It can't be. It's I'm handsome. That's the reason.
They do that all the time. If a girl stares at me too hard, I go, you're on the clock.
Yeah, something's wrong with you.
Why do you laugh so hard when I said I was handsome?
I did. I've done my research. You are sexy, though. So then I sit down at this bar, and this chick sits next to me with these giant tits, and I just start talking to her, and she just basically starts telling me I'm a hooker. But yet, she has the worst personality on the planet. It's like these hookers are just angry chicks. It's like, I get you aren't happy with your job, but you did choose the job. And part of it is selling yourself. Every time you meet a hooker, that's a job interview.
Right.
Right? Every time you're like, you want to be employed by me at $100 an hour.
You? Why should I pay you to...
Has anyone ever gotten hookers here? And then we'll get into sports.
Never have. Never had a fucking massage either.
Because my girlfriend could be watching.
Okay. I've gotten like hand jobs before, and they always say, no rush. You know, take your time. But, dude, 10 minutes into beating you off, they're like, are you close? I'm like, we got time. I bought an hour, bitch.
Yeah. I'm either going to come in 10 minutes and then you're doing 50 minutes worth of dishes or you're going to take your time here.
Dishes, that might be the better value there.
I know.
Ari's joining us. We're here with Brent from BetDSI. Ari, you're in the showering. How's that going?
I'm not in the shower.
You're not in the shower. You're out of the shower.
You do seem naked.
No, I'm just sitting down. This guy didn't bring shampoo or soap in his fucking house.
Oh, it sounds like you're loving your stay at that Brent Beckman. Brett, let's get into this. NFL starting. I want to talk to you smart money, dumb money. Can we call it retarded money, or are we politically correct here? It's smart money versus retarded money.
There's sharper money, we'll call it that, yeah.
Okay.
None of it is dumb, of course. I mean, honestly, when you look at the NFL and what people bet sometimes, it's like, you know, you want to, in terms of value, you want to take a girl out to dinner and a movie, and how much are you going to spend there? Let's call it $100.
Right.
You'd rather watch a game for 3 hours and spend $100 and maybe win $100. So it's entertainment as well. I mean, I would say what we have are recreational bettors and the guys who are professional level investors.
And where's the money going right now? Because I want to make a bet. I was just in Vegas. I wanted to make a bet. Of course, I didn't because I was too busy chasing tail. But I wanted to make a bet. Who's a smart bet right now? I think somebody like the Philadelphia Eagles are kind of somebody who's nobody's looking at right now. That I feel like is that team that could come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it on a previous show about that whole division, how it's just it's not pretty. I mean, the Giants just don't seem to have anything on offense.
Nope.
The Redskins are just kind of okay all around. Dallas's defense is terrible, but they can score. So who does that leave? It basically leaves the Eagles. And, yeah, I mean, they are the favorites to win their division. And you figure if they're going to win their division, okay, they're in the playoffs. So once you're in the playoffs, yeah, you've got a legitimate shot if you're talking about a Super Bowl future. I mean, first thing you're going to do is look at a team who is a decent price and who you think is going to, you know, win their division and get to the playoffs. Now, I mean, I think right now the Eagles are around 25-1, which is pretty good value.
Yeah, that is good value. The
question I have for you is, how does this Sam Bradford injury shake up like the over-under for them and how people are betting on St. Louis, as well as that division?
Yeah, I mean, St. Louis wasn't out there, you know, one of those teams who people were hammering, saying, hey, they're going to win their division.
Tough division.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a tough division. And, you know, it's like people love everyone else in that division anyway. I mean, right now they're like, I think it's like 14-50 or 15-1, something like that, to win their division. Even the Cardinals are getting support. Cardinals are around 8-1 to win that division. But yeah, I mean, you've got Seattle, San Francisco, and Arizona. Now St. Louis loses their quarterback. Now, I mean, they've got a decent quarterback in Hill who put up good numbers in Detroit, but he had some decent weapons in there out in Detroit. So, I mean, when he had to fill in for Stafford, he did pretty well.
You know you're fucked when they're thinking the answer to your problems is Mark Sanchez.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, that's not good. I mean, the thing, too, is Vic's out there. I mean, that's something that St. Louis might want to look at. But, again, it's like how much you want to give up when realistically you probably don't think you're going to win the division.
Right.
100%. 100%. Okay, so let's get into some. Can we talk some UFC?
Sure, let's talk some UFC.
UFC, big fights coming up. I mean, there's so many fights going on. Is it hard to catch some action?
I mean, it's, you know, we get a ton of action on UFC no matter what. I mean, the, you know, the better cards, obviously. I mean, last week was a great example with Henderson, the fight. I mean, Henderson was a big, big favorite, and he got upset, which is really nice. I mean, I missed that fight completely, but I did bet the under on it. They had, like, I mean, we put lines up who's going to win. We put up, like, total rounds as well. We do live betting on UFC, so we get a ton of action. I threw down a little bit of money on the under 4.5 rounds. Basically, we were saying, is the fight going to go the distance or not? And I was thinking all the pressure on Henderson, he might, you know, come and throw a little bit more, and obviously that didn't work for him, but yeah, that worked out. But we get a ton of action. Obviously, this week with the main event with Dillashaw and Barao is going to be fantastic. That's going to be...
Where's the action going on that right now?
Right now, not a ton of action, actually. I mean, a lot of guys will wait closer to fight night. They'll wait till the weigh-ins and stuff like that. But the day of the fight is just crazy. And the other thing, too, is there's so much football and stuff going on right now that people don't want to tie up their bankroll. You know, if you've got, you know, so say you got $1,000 in your account, how much do you want to put down now on a fight on Saturday? So a lot of people kind of play, you know, they grind it out day to day. But the day of the fight will have a ton of action for sure.
Do you know the line on that fight right now?
Yeah, right now we've got Dillashaw is minus 148. The comeback on Barao is plus 128. And we've got a total up already. It's 4.5 rounds over minus 5. If you bet under 4.5 rounds, you're getting plus 125. Now, just to explain, when we have a total of 4.5, you're saying that's going to go 4 full rounds and then halfway through the 5th round. So basically that's a bet that the fight's going to go the distance or not. And so minus 145.
You take the over on that. Anything after minute 230 of the 5th round, you're making your money.
Happy 231, it's over.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So, hey, I want to talk real quick. Little League World Series, do you guys take any action on that?
No, we don't. I mean, it's just... They're kids, right? We gotta draw
the line. Most of them are kids. I heard some of them were like over 20.
Well, dude, I'm convinced that girl pitcher was a lot older than she seems.
I heard somebody. That's I was talking to somebody at the Comedy Store last night, and they were telling me about a prop bet that they were involved in, where it was over under was 4.5 of kids crying during the high fives at the end of the game.
Oh.
So, 4.5 was the over-under on kids crying when they high-five at the end of the game.
Yeah, that's something dangerous to put up because, I mean, you got to sit there and, you know, is it how many you see on TV or how many actually at the game?
I don't know how they've, you know.
I'd be arguing that forever.
Well,
I go with TV coverage.
I'd be
TV
pinching
coverage.
Kids so they start crying. I'd show up. I'll make a kid cry for money.
There's a special level of scumbag when you're a coach who puts in a hurt kid to win. Like, do you see that guy, kid threw out his shoulder? They had him pitching still.
Yeah, he should do that. Like
really?
Man, yeah.
You're from where kids don't have any law.
I broke my foot and played the entire game. That's how you do it.
And now you're sitting in a fucking podcasting studio while Ari cleans in Chicago.
The thing that's crazy, though, with these young guys is the pictures, the count they go on sometimes. I mean, I remember I read an article a while back about it was like a high school kid in Japan who threw like 148 pitches. I'm like,
Jesus
this
Christ.
Can't be good for the guy.
That's ridiculous. That's too much. All right, Brent, so we got a jam. Love when you call in. We're going to do some, we're going to make some bets. I want to do some stuff where we were talking, guys, about all of us making bets. Winner donates money to charity. And we'll go from there. As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. That's betdsi.eu. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Get $10 betting cash. And we got a lot of stuff that we're going to start doing with BetDSI that we're really excited about. So check out PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS.com. Click on our banner. And let's make some money, everybody. Make some money. All right, Brent, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me out, guys.
Always a pleasure, man. Talk to you next week. Take care.
The first thing we're going to do with them is shorten that segment.
It's 10 minutes, Ari. And
I
know what,
that's
Ari,
way too long.
Do you listen to sports talk at all, Ari? First of all, don't make fun of sponsors. I love you to death, and I'm very appreciative.
It's way too long.
Okay.
It's not exciting.
Do you listen to sports talk? People love talking gambling. I don't think anything he said is boring.
I know, but not the boring shit of like, this is what gambling means.
Fucking make something exciting if you're gonna do a segment with it. Make something exciting.
Ari, you have every fucking opportunity to say something. You have every opportunity to say something.
It's so boring. You're just going over the details of how to make a bet. Everyone who's gonna do that already knows what an over-under is.
All right, Ari. All right. I appreciate your notes. I appreciate your notes. I appreciate your notes. Okay. I would like you to send me an email telling me what you want me to do, and I'll do it.
Here it is right now.
Okay.
Minutes or less for a sponsor. Not 9 minutes.
You're breaking up.
The Little League thing would have been great. The Little League thing. That alone. That's good enough. That's
why,
the whole,
Ari?
That's the whole
it's
right
NFL.
There.
Everybody's betting NFL, Ari.
I know. All you did was rehash what you did last week. What do you think the best team to come out of the – what the odds on the Eagles? Should we bet the Eagles?
All right, Ari. I get it. Okay, Ari. I get what you're saying, and I respect the shit out of that, all right? So what I'm going to do, just like I do every time, I'll be the guy setting up the website. I'll be the guy fucking blogging. And then I'll be the guy that comes up with all the questions for the fucking sponsor, too. Why the blonde with big tits
question.
And fucking weekend from Bernie's over here? I'll fucking keep going.
I don't even know what that means. How betting should go.
Okay, all right. I'll do it. I'll come up with a list of questions. Do the interview. Set up the interview. Set up the website. Blog on the website. I'll do it all. I'll keep loving it. Thank you. Let's go to Kevin in Connecticut.
Is it always this
heat? Don't do any of it. Yeah. Don't do anything.
Holy shit.
It's awesome.
It's like being with my parents.
Yeah, it's the best.
Holy fuck.
Real quick.
I just let them fight it, and occasionally I get the snowball through.
Hold on, Kevin.
That guy, our studio.
Hold on,
that
Kevin.
Guy.
It's Alex. You don't
Alex
remember?
Who, from the improv?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'm at Lovitz now.
Now, Alex, hold on, Kevin, before we get to you. Alex, you have a fun new podcast coming up here at the John Lovitz Club. Why don't you tell us about it?
We do. We have...
Sorry, that's all the time we have for that.
I
already got bored. real quick, go on. Sorry.
Oh, we're doing a fantasy football podcast every Wednesday from 4 to 5. The talented Teeb's going to be on there with me. And we have guests every week. We'll talk about your teams and who you should sit, who you should start. Just like a normal fantasy talk. We'll keep that short. That's it.
All right, man. Well, I'm excited about that.
We'll have a contest. I don't have a name for it yet. So if anybody can come up with a name, email it in to the John Lovitz Comedy Network.
How about Fantasy Faggots?
I like it.
How about Fantasy
Sold.
Faggots? Did anybody suggest that yet?
Yeah.
Suggest what?
Fantasy faggots?
Yeah,
I like that, Ari. That one was good.
Oh, what about? I just said it.
It was something about the way Ari said it. The way Ari said it.
Is that the story of my life? Everyone likes what Ari has to say. Nobody likes what I have to say.
So tune in tomorrow to Fantasy Faggots by Ari Shaffir.
Are you in it? How many leagues you?
I'm in 2 this year. And we drafted already, so.
You're in 3?
I'm in 3.
Store, this one, and your one back home?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
which we lose
this
to chicks
one.
All the fucking time.
You lose to chicks?
Yeah, we chicks win that league every fucking year.
When we were one back home?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Snatch-o-matics.
Not me.
Snatch-o-matics.
Snatch-o-matics. Do we want to talk more UFC? Or what do you want to talk about, Ari?
Baseball. Know, World Series. We can talk about Little League World Series and how dishonored the city of Chicago should feel.
Why?
For losing.
Well, do you know, I was listening to...
foreigners.
Put Kevin back on hold. Kevin, we're going to talk UFC soon. Call back. I'm sorry. It's just all over the place. I was listening to Mad Dog Russo on Sirius Radio the other day, and he was bringing up some great stuff about how shady some of the Little League World Series stuff is. Like, first of all, they kept giving Chicago home field advantage in every game, meaning they bat second at the ninth inning and where they always came back, and that the Las Vegas team got completely fucked. They dominated everybody and got to this kind of, like, knockout phase, and they lost one game and they were out.
That was the game where the guy made the prop bet, Vegas versus Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm calling back on Wi-Fi.
Okay, call back on Wi-Fi.
Wow, look, he's got Wi-Fi.
You finally get
fucking 7 minutes left in the show. He's going to call back on Wi-Fi after he's just been freezing left and right.
So there was a lot of shadiness because ESPN basically controls that Lilly World Series, and there's nothing more that ESPN loves than black people succeeding in the face of white people.
Well, you know, Obama's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Little League Chicago team. It can't be a coincidence. I think it's a conspiracy.
Are you being serious? Because I totally think...
You think?
...that ESPN has no problem with completely manipulating everything.
Of course not.
It's television.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And
it's
I was
Disney
happy for
television.
Them. You know, I'm happy for them. It is weird that there hasn't been an all-black team in 2014, the first time an all-black team has made that far.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Little League World Series.
Yeah,
so I didn't realize
you're smart.
Well, because I'm not a pedophile, so I don't care to watch it.
I listen
That's
to
the
like
only reason I watch
Mike Tirico constantly making fun of grown men who wear jerseys to sporting events. They always make fun of those people on ESPN. But I'm like, you're the channel that shows Little League baseball, which is the worst baseball to watch on television.
Yeah. For me, all baseball is pretty fucking boring, especially Little League and women's softball.
How old are you?
41.
Are you really 41?
Yeah.
You 40. Look so young. Most of the time...
I drink a lot.
Most of the time, old men only like baseball because it's an old man sport, because you can zone out and just watch, and then once in a while something happens and you go, oh, something, and then you go back to your zone. Old guys love baseball.
Yeah, but for that, you mean nap.
Yes.
For that, I watch soccer. If I want to just zone out for 90 minutes, wake up when something happens, and then go back to sleep, that's soccer to me.
Yep, 100%, dude.
Yeah.
Ari loves baseball.
This year, though. Didn't you guys get into soccer at all?
I did. I can watch soccer now.
I can watch it, too. I watched it the other day. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I'm actually into this. Here's my impression of somebody watching soccer. Every 35 minutes, something's about to happen. No.
Hey! Bill Burr had a good tweet about it. He goes, I don't know that much about soccer, but I can guarantee you if something exciting happens, it was offsides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that offsides thing, I think it's the dumbest rule. Now, I understand not wanting somebody to cherry pick. I totally get that. But the notion that if a defense is set in front of the goal, they should cover a guy that's going behind. The whole notion that you can't get behind the defenders to kick is ridiculous.
Without the ball, yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid. You're taking away any kind of...
You can throw a long Hail Mary behind the defense. Why not?
Yeah. If I got speed and I outrun you and the guy kicks it forward... Yeah. I should be able to fucking beat you.
So you should be able to box out, too, is what you're saying, in soccer.
I think they should open the goal and just make it score fest.
See, the way I look at soccer is, like, as an American, I like scoring. I like success. I like just having...
And as a Latin, you like to score a lot.
Of course. But the rest of the world, like third world countries, they just wait and wait and wait for something, that one good thing to happen, and then everybody celebrates.
Yeah.
So I think that's the correlation with soccer and
people have
US.
Said that if you started all sports over, that baseball and soccer would never be as popular as they are now if you started sports over with fucking like X Games in the UFC.
No way. Yeah, you're right. No way would they be.
No, nobody would be except boxing barely is hanging on, and that's exciting.
No, I mean, baseball started in an era where you had Sundays off, where everybody was off on Sunday, so they go down to the park, they put on their best fucking bowler hat, and they sit there and, you know, talk like this all day, hey?
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, I got shit to do. I got to check my Facebook.
Jesus Christ. What are you guys right? Ari, you love baseball. It's your favorite sport, right?
I mean, I like it a lot, definitely.
What's your favorite sport?
I don't like words like favorite, man.
What's your most exciting one?
If you could only keep one sport and all of the rest, you had to get rid of every other sport.
Shit for so long. And the Yankees have been so okay that it's like it's tough not to love baseball, but now they're going into a bad time.
So you're going to abandon them?
No, I'm not going to abandon them. They're still in it. That's the crazy thing. They're still in it.
Yeah, you know they just want to make it for Jeter one last time.
I would love it if he could go to play in the fucking playoffs one last time. That would be crazy. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't that be a good story?
Yeah, I would like that. I like Jeets. Sure. I'm a big Jeets. Yeah, Jeets.
Nobody really doesn't like Jeter. I mean, he's an overrated fielder, but...
I'm with you, dude. I mean, it's just right place, right time. It's like right guy on right team at right time.
It's like one of those things, like once my team is out of it, once the Dodgers are out of it or the Cubs are out of it, then I'm like, at least give me something, give me a story.
Yeah, the Dodgers. Yeah.
Once the Clippers were out and the Bulls were out, then I'm like, well, I'd like to see Barkley get one if this is his last run out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the Dodgers are in trouble. I think they're in trouble in the playoffs. I think there's like two out of the...
Why?
Milwaukee has their number, and St. Louis is always gives the Dodgers problems. So those are two out of the four teams right now that are, if the playoffs start today, they're in the playoffs. They're going to have to see one of those two teams.
They're close to St. Louis right now. They're a game and a half up on St. Louis. The Dodgers are five games up on San Francisco. They look pretty safe.
Yeah.
But
that's not
Yankees
that
only six. They won five in a row. They're only six back of the Orioles. And in the wild card, they're only two and a half back.
Yeah. I'm with you.
That's a shot, man. As shitty as they've been outscored this year. As shitty as they've been, they got a chance.
How long do you got till
back another few weeks?
What have we got? 3 weeks left till postseason? How many games do the Dodgers have left?
68, 31. It's 129.
30-something more games.
Yeah.
Oh, they could easily blow that.
Yeah, 33 games.
They could easily blow that.
They could blow. I don't think they'll blow it. But I think the fact that they didn't go get Price is going to fucking haunt them. What?
They got a real chance for the wild card, the Yankees.
Yeah, I think the Yankees could do it, Matt. We're talking Yankees and Dodgers. Let's talk Yankees.
Renee, what do you say about the Dodgers?
Yeah, you know, they have a comfortable cushion. They're five games up right now. But we still have a lot of games to play. They can't lose, man. They can't lose a lot of games, which they have been lately.
Coletti messed up, dude. Coletti messed up.
Well,
Coletti should have given up one of those high prospects to get Price. He could have gotten him for next to nothing. For what Detroit got him for, we would have had another dominant pitcher.
Yeah.
And dude, what's his name? Hansen or Henson?
I think they wanted to give up too much, though. They wanted to give up, like, Peterson and...
Give up one of them. They took crap for Price.
Yeah, we got two mediocre pitchers for it.
We need another... You can't rely on Henson.
I think they'll make it to the playoffs, but I don't know how far they're getting.
Yeah, that's my big thing. I just don't know. I mean, they got too many outfielders. They should have gotten rid of an outfielder. They should have gotten Price, and we would have looked good. I mean, our only hope right now is that Philly gives up Hamill, which I don't know if they will, and that we can go and pick that guy up. Because you can't have Henson in your rotation. And there's silence.
Hernandez, do you mean?
No, who's the pitcher? Henson, right? Henson?
They got Kevin Correa from
Minnesota. The guy who's been, like, getting shelled this year.
Oh, fuck, I can't think of it.
Henson.
Yeah. I don't think they have a Henson, though, do they?
Yeah. In their pitcher. All
right, what's that face?
I don't know. I'm trying to think who Henson is.
The pitcher.
Oh, Jansen?
Jansen.
Oh, yeah.
No. Who is our starter that's been getting rocked?
There's Kevin Correa that they just got. That
no,
got rocked.
He's been with us the whole season.
All right, so we got
the
Kershaw.
Brunette dude with big fat teeth.
Oh, Dan Herring.
Herring. Okay. Herring.
Yeah.
You can't go in the playoffs with that guy.
No.
They should have gotten Price.
He'll give you at least five, but he'll give up a couple home runs.
As a Dodgers fan, wouldn't you give up your prospects who won't probably be doing anything in the big leagues for 3 years for one World Series for the first time in 20-something years?
Even if they didn't give up a prospect, they should have given it up either Ethier or Crawford, one of those two.
What, Ari?
I said maybe. It depends how much you're giving up and how much you're getting back, too. It's like.
But if I'm the Dodgers, right now is a very interesting time in L.A., because the Lakers aren't going to be good for a couple years. You got 3 years.
Where's that yay sound effect?
Yay!
Hooray!
Yes. They're not going to be good for a couple years, dude. There's especially this how deep.
Oh, I love that, Ari.
The West is. They're not going to. They got 2 years of eating dicks until Kobe's gone. Just eating dicks. Yeah. Whatever sound effect that is. What is that? Is that?
That's eating. I don't know what it is. It's the grain-free video. Futurama. It's a thing from Futurama. Her pet.
That's the sound of a woman sucking dick.
It's a woman sucking dick.
Sucking a big black dildo.
That is the worst dick sucking I've ever heard in my life.
Or the best.
I've just seen it.
It sounds like a blood sucker.
Yeah. She's doing it with a grapefruit wrapped around the dick.
That sounds like an alien. Would you ever want a girl making that sound as she tries to chug your dick?
It depends on what she's doing.
She's sucking your dick.
As long as she has 11 fingers in my ass, we're good.
Wait, let me imagine it. Okay, imagine somebody dick, play the sound.
Yeah, dude, I'm into it. I gotta admit, I'm into it.
Man, I'm assuming there's a lot of slobber that goes with that.
Yeah.
That sounds like it involves teeth. Play it one more time.
Yeah, it's that second gasp.
I feel like you have to have one head on top of her head, one at the bottom, fighting her off your dick.
Yeah. Isn't that every man's dream?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
She sounds like she's into it. Yeah. Like she wants to do it.
God, get off it!
Sounds like she just can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, what's your number?
That's can't stop, won't stop, and I like it. Give it to me one more time and think, can't stop, won't stop. Yeah.
It sounds like she's got the Ebola virus and your dick has the antidote.
It looks like a zombie hooker sucking your dick.
Yeah.
Zombie hooker. Are you a zombie hooker? How much for some dick sucking? Okay, $20. How long do I get?
Yeah.
Okay, I get a whole hour before I gotta leave.
That is a zombie sucking dick. That's the walking head.
Yeah.
That's the walking head right there.
Boy, Tebow, walking head. That was great. All right, so who thinks Yankees make the playoffs here?
I don't know. Let's see what the odds are. It says here 10.6. I don't know how they get the playoff percentage.
We should bag of bets this. Ari.
I don't care. How are they right now? How far out are they?
From the wild card, 2.5.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to make it, but I think they have a chance.
I don't think they make it.
Do we want to bag of bets this?
Make the playoffs. I'll take that.
What's that? Making a play.
If you back and bet me that the Dodgers won't make the playoffs, they would take that. I'm not confident the Yankees are making the playoffs.
We're going to add the pee bucket challenge.
Hold on, Ari. You think the Dodgers aren't going to make the playoffs?
Wait. What's the pee bucket challenge?
So I came up with it, right? You know, there's this ice bucket challenge, Chris. So for prostate cancer awareness, dude, I'm going to start the pee bucket challenge. So I want all, you know, punch drunk listeners to videotape themselves doing the pee bucket challenge. That's right, yeah. Would you do it?
No, I mean, if I lose a bet, I would do it.
I think we should add it to the bag of bets.
Yeah, add it back to that. Yeah, everyone pisses into a bucket, and the loser has to put it on top of itself.
God. Yeah, for sure.
That is just
the loser has to also pee into it.
Like, if I could say whose pee it is...
Yeah, can we pick a bunch of chicks to pee in it?
Everybody from the show. So it's Sam's pee, Teeb's pee, my pee...
Fat man's pee? We gotta have chunky pee? God.
The three of us and chunky and be the like, spick?
Yeah.
Chunky soup piss hitting you. Are you into that?
I'm coming next week, the 6th, 7th. I'm coming the 7th for a
week. We have to shoot this. What do you guys want it to be? What? We need a bet. We haven't done a bag of bets in a while.
No, we haven't had a really good one.
The worst one in there is the goddamn washcloth.
Jizz washcloth?
That's the one you don't want to get.
Now, do we all get to beat into it, and then you wash your face with it?
No, just the winner, the loser of the bet, beats off on the towel, on the washcloth. It sits for a day, and then the winner has to wash his face with it the
next
day.
Can he dampen the cloth?
Yeah, but that's just going to activate the cum again.
Yeah, it's going to activate the cum, but absolutely.
Yeah. That's the worst one. The pee bucket one's bad, but the cum washcloth is bad.
What the fuck did I walk into here, Angelo?
Podcast, bro.
Jesus.
Podcast, bro.
Not a podcast.
Dude, we're like
these guys are almost in a fist fight.
We're like the number one independent sports podcast on Stitcher. If you go on Stitcher.
Sports comedy podcast.
What's that?
We're the number one independent sports comedy podcast.
Yeah. Dude, you ever see ESPN does that? He's hit more home runs on the third Wednesday of the fourth month of every year.
Shut up!
I like the piss bucket challenge. We got to do one.
You know those fight metrics they always do and like the hits and stuff?
Yeah.
So Rogan was talking this week, and he was like, you know, I've seen people – like once someone's on top of somebody else is landing a few hammer fists, and he goes, the significant strikes go way up. He goes, those aren't significant. And so you see these stats, and you're like, oh, that guy got rocked. He should definitely have lost a decision. But then you look at who made the stats, and you're like, those aren't right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
it is such an arbitrary thing.
Yeah.
The scoring of the UFC, and I've said this, and we've all said this on this podcast since almost day one. It's retarded that they don't score defense, sprawls, takedown defense, escapes. None of that. You shoot on me. You're actually – and I sprawl and I shut your takedowns every time I get an escape, you know, or a reversal when I'm in fucking, you know, guard. That means nothing to me to have a game plan that shuts down your offense.
Yeah.
You get – ring control credit for just shooting.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you get a takedown or not.
Yeah,
you,
I agree with that.
You shoot seven times and you get shut down seven times, you get ring control.
A lot of former MMA guys.
That's what John Jones was saying. He was like, yeah, he stopped my shots, but I fucking kept shooting and he didn't shoot once.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of MMA fighters are retiring, becoming MMA judges, is what they should be doing.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's true. Sure. I think that'll really help the sport.
What's that, Ari?
The problem is they'll know the guys. But they should do that.
They should do that. They should be allowed to score on somebody they trained with, of course.
No. Yeah, but they should be judged. They would know better. They would definitely know better.
Definitely better than these boxing guys they've been having.
Well, it's a good old boys network, dude. It's a good old boys network. And so these guys in Nevada, they're going to hook their buddies up with more gigs because there's a ton of boxing matches, but none of them are high profile. And all the judges want the high profile fights. Did you see how Dana White in Macau, China, relieved the judge? Said, told him to go home. But what?
Told him to go get a beer and popcorn.
But what is really scary is if you actually look at what the guy was judging, he wasn't doing a bad job. I don't know why Dana White did it. If you actually look at what the guy did, he was actually making correct calls. I don't know why he pulled them. And people think it's a bad sign of things to come.
Well, I do like the Nevada State Athletic Commission having control over the judges. And
I think
the
they should do that in all sports. I think the government should control the referees.
If the Nevada State Athletic Commission had good judges, then yes, they should be impartial.
But
just
this
like
is Macau, China.
Yeah,
where it's just lawlessness. He would never do that in Vegas. Dana White would never pull a judge in Vegas. I mean, he would get murdered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Macau, China, where nobody's watching it on the internet at fucking 4 in the morning when they're running it.
Have you guys seen this 50 Cent versus Mayweather battle going back and forth?
Yeah, I have my own opinion on that.
Which is what? That's why I'm bringing it up.
So do you know what they're talking about?
No.
This radio station, there's like, his name is like Shamad the God or something like that. He's like he's like the black version of Howard Stern. He's he's hip-hop's version of Howard Stern. And
like Shock Jock kind of.
He's always calling black entertainers out on shit and give them shit when they come on the show. But he's like got a lot of street cred, so you got to do the show. So he played back Floyd Mayweather reading over his lines for this commercial spot.
Right.
And, like, Mayweather was struggling with it or just kind of going it over on how to say it properly. What's your take?
Stop mocking me.
I mean, no, keep going.
Let me just say something about me and reading. When I was in, like, fourth or fifth grade, I read the word devil wrong. I said devil. The whole class laughed really loud. For the next 12 years, I never read out loud again. No matter how many times the teachers call me, I'm like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
It was a giant fear of mine. You know, elementary, high school, you go through it, anything that happens, like, it's a landmine, and you got that limp for the rest of your life.
Right.
So reading out loud is like something I'm like, okay, that's some sensitive shit. Thank you for the soft music.
I love the music.
Here's the thing. If Mayweather, I think if Mayweather's smart, he would – you want to do the whole challenge thing? I would have a challenge, like, you know, like internet, everybody reads out loud on the, you know, for like a page of Dr. Seuss, and then donate money to literacy programs.
No, I'm cool with that.
And then, I mean, but I mean, if Mayweather's coming under fire, then he should flip it. He should say, okay, well, I have trouble reading.
Well, they put up a bunch of stuff where he read correctly, but it's
memorized
like
memorized correctly.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it started by 50 Cent saying that he's illiterate and can't read.
Well, it started before that because Mayweather was doing some interview, and he was talking about, like, you know, being a boxer and being a competitive a combat sport participant at such a high level. And he's like, you know, this is real, like, thug shit. This is real shit. I'm not one of these rappers that's, like, pretending to do like this and spouts off a couple people's names, one of them being 50 Cent. Next day, 50 Cent does a Vine video, and he's like, why are you calling me? I never said nothing to you.
Oh, well, they
why
have
are you
a
calling
fight
me out? And then he goes, you know, then he in the Vine video he gives Mayweather the finger. Then the reading thing happens. And then he goes, I'll donate, what is it, 50 grand to ALS if Mayweather can read an entire page from Harry Potter in one sitting without making any mistakes.
Well, yeah. I would tell you that most people would make a mistake.
Of course.
Most people would make a mistake.
He goes, you're stupid and I'm rich. And which is great trash talk because, one, they're both stupid and both rich.
Oh, yeah. Both fucking rich.
Out, who you're would you stupid, and that's what you have to do, and I'm rich, and that's my – then you can't be like, well, I have – what? I've already said the one thing that I do that you already have.
Yep.
Who would you rather fight?
Mayweather. I'm stupid. I already called you stupid.
Mayweather because he's smaller.
Really? You'd rather fight Mayweather than 50 Cent?
Yeah.
You know Mayweather's a trained fighter.
That's a good question.
50's packing heat.
What are we talking about? Street fight?
Yeah, like a normal street fight.
Anything
like,
goes, like I'll just grab them.
Like if we're boxing, like just, like with rules, are we like in a
doesn't matter. Just
alleyway.
No weapons, just a fight. Just a normal, everyday
I'll
bar
kick
brawl.
The shit out of Mayweather. I'll kick the fuck out of Floyd.
Dude,
Mayweather.
50 Cent's much bigger.
I'd take him down. Dude, then we'll see what'll happen.
Mayweather's fighting at 135.
If it's a street fight, I would rather fight Mayweather.
I'm 205.
You underestimate the quickness and the power that Mayweather
what?
Has.
I'm 205. Fuck you. I'm 205. I weighed myself the other day. I got a blood test. No AIDS. Thank
Why
you.
Why would I lie? Remember when you said, in the Monster Comedy Tour and you said you went 180? And I'm like, let's get on a scale right now. You're like, no. Why did we do that? I'm telling you it's 180. Let's not jump on a scale.
Oh, dude, I'm maybe 208, dude. But I'm under 210. Kevin.
That's a huge bitch.
I'm not a huge bitch. Kevin, UFC, you've called in 30 times. What do you want to talk about? Kevin?
Oh, yo, what's up?
Yeah, how what's are up, you? Bro? Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports.
Thanks for having me, guys. I know I'm bombarding you with all the calls, but I know you guys were talking about Mikal China fights. I want to get into that a little bit.
All right, go what do you it. Want to talk about, Kevin from Connecticut?
Also, you guys got to take me through what happened with this ref.
Okay.
Well, you guys were... What did you say?
Kevin, can you tell Ari exactly what happened with the referee?
See, I was actually... I'm not too, you know, into... I didn't really get into that story, but I guess, yeah, he was just making some weird calls. The first two fights on the prelims, the scorecards were just all over the place. Like, you have 30-27 one way, 29-28 another way. It was kind of weird to watch, but in a way, I almost, like, I saw where they were coming from on some of those calls. And once I heard that Dana White actually, like, kicked the guy out, that was, to me, that was kind of weird. I mean,
weird.
That.
So do you think Dana was right or wrong?
I don't know. I mean, just in knowing Dana White and just how passionate he gets with certain issues, I feel like he just kind of, he probably just, it was very in the moment kind of thing. He probably just exploded.
I wonder if he did to set up the judges in America to be like, just so you know, I'm coming after you guys.
Oh, I don't think he would ever pull that in the U.S. I think people would
know.
He would take a ton of shit.
Oh, of course. See, what I want to know is, like, regardless of whether it's the U.S. or over in China or whatever it is, like, these judges, like, do they have, like, some curriculum that they're supposed to go through? Like,
yeah.
To me, in my opinion, they should be training 5 days a week, every art, every last position, like, everything you need to know in order to judge a fight, like, impartially.
Not, I'm sure they have to get certified. I'm sure they have to show a level of knowing what they're talking about in order to get certified by the local athletic commission. China, who fucking knows? There are no rules.
He saw a girl judge when the fight was on the ground turn to somebody else and go, what's he doing here? What is this? What's happening?
It's ridiculous. We're 20 years into this sport. You should have specifically MMA refs.
Yeah, see,
GSP just texted me and told me that Dana said he overstepped his bounds.
Oh, yeah, he did say that.
And said I shouldn't have done that. But it, only because it was China.
It's China, dude. Anything fucking goes. You could do anything you fucking want over there.
But I don't understand. Like, why would you apologize? If let's say the ref, he kind of caught on to the ref has been bribed or has taken money. Why should you apologize for removing that ref and keeping the fights fair?
Well, he wasn't bribed. He wasn't bribed.
The guy wasn't doing his job, so fire him.
I read the article, and from what this specific website was saying was that, one, they basically scored the rounds the same as this ref. It wasn't like this ref was way off.
Yeah, a lot of times in MMA, people go, oh, you're crazy. That should have been the other way. And then you look at it, you're like, no, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe wrong, but this is a valid, like, site, too.
So why did this guy get pulled? That's the whole question. And I don't think that...
That's why Dana apologized. He said he shouldn't have, I guess.
Yeah. So I guess it's a...
He said, UFC point. Said he overstepped.
I think
and
it just,
he later
it just
apologized.
Shows... I think Dana probably just thought it just showed a little instability with the UFC in general, because if you have judges scoring all over the place, it kind of just looks like everything's illegitimate, even though, you know, it's a little bit more subjective than that.
Yeah. So is that all you want to talk UFC?
Well, see, what I really want to ask you guys, though, is so you guys talked about it before, this whole UFC fight pass situation where you got fights going on, like the ass crack of dawn. For me, it ended up working out because I worked nights, so... By the time the weekend rolls around, my sleep starts to normalize, and, like, I'm getting up at 5, 6 in the morning. So, for me, it's great. I just got fights to wake up to. And I end up going out at night anyway, so it's like the Benson Henderson fights I wasn't really going to watch just because I already had plans. But, I don't know, you guys talk a lot about, like, saturation of the sport and whatnot. But for me, it works out. I just want to get your guys' take on it now.
No, we've talked about this before. Here's the problem with the UFC is that we think of the UFC like the NBA and the NFL, where we want a set schedule. What the UFC is trying to do is be more like FIFA, which is like they have multiple things going on all over the world. So, you know, in that sense, they're thinking bigger than just one entity in the U.S. And we're like kind of like spoiled that, hey, this is our sport. We want it on our schedule when they're trying to do it throughout the whole world on each country's schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it makes sense for the viewers, but
I think
if you're an
American
fan, it's easy to get annoyed.
I think that what you're seeing is UFC starting to enter this boxing level of putting on fights in that now you're going to have 20 fights in the UFC or 20 fights in MMA before you start entering this kind of, like, shitty fight for a title. Because, you know, look at boxing. These guys are like 35 and... What?
No way, 20 fights in the UFC.
Or 20 fights in general before you start becoming... Go on, Ari, what?
No, you're right. It depends how much you win. 20 fights, if you win like 15 of them, yeah, then you can go for a title.
Because, you know, it's like there was a time, like Cain Velasquez, even though he's only been in the UFC for 4 or 5 years, you know, he fought when he had only had 7 or 8 fights. I think those days are coming to an end because there's so many people doing it, and the UFC is putting on so many fights. It's so much harder to stand out.
Well, see, really, the thing is, it's almost like they should have a WEC again, have a minor league to make people go up. But really, they just have like a lower level fights. I guess that's what the prelims are for.
Right.
Yeah. What do you want to say?
Strikeforce around.
Yeah, I thought they should have kept Strikeforce. I thought getting rid of Strikeforce was a stupid move on the UFC because I think there's guys like Leonard Garcia, who isn't someone who he went on like a 4-fight losing streak. Yeah, drop him down to the feeder leagues.
Yeah, Dan Hardy.
Yeah, where I can watch this guy still fight.
Hardy's another good example of that, too.
Yeah, Dan Hardy.
And then let him fight a couple of scrubs, then bring him back to the big leagues. But I think the UFC is changing from going from a U.S. company putting on U.S. fights to a global federation, where you know, where organization, where they're going to be putting on fights all over the world, and it's going to, you're going to have to be like the best of the best to stand out and be on the big cards. I think they need to start stacking these pay per views.
Yeah, the pay per views, like from top to bottom, it's got to be top quality, and then the fight pass, yeah. It's really like. Main event, co-main event have to really mean something, and then everything else is just, you know, these no-name guys were just trying to make a name for themselves.
Yeah,
main event has to mean something, absolutely.
I mean, like, this Demetrius fight coming up, that was interesting when you had that Jones-Cormier. Now, who's going to pay to watch that guy? I mean, it's a fun fight, but, you know, you want to see danger, and that guy jumps out, and it's just, you want knockouts.
Yeah, but you also want title fights.
Hold on, Kevin. What, Ari?
You also want a fight that means something, a title fight, still a title fight.
Pay-per-views, man, they got to have now, because of what they're doing is oversaturating the market with their own product, which is fine. You want our pay-per-view money, you give me two title fights.
Yeah.
You make it, don't give me one title fight and a bunch of contendings.
Yes.
Make $65.
Sure.
Yeah, or what they should class. Be doing is pay-per-views should be like quarterly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then if you got these people paying $10 a month to watch UFC Fight Pass, pretty much all of those should be like pretty much all those cards should mean something.
Hey Kevin, who's your favorite?
Yep.
Hey Kevin, who's your favorite fighter? There we go. That was a fun.
Good. And he said, too.
Hey, real quick, Ari, have you noticed that UFC fights are starting to become bringer shows?
I haven't been to one in a while.
Well, but if you watch the show, it's all local guys. You have one, like, kind of big-name guy fighting another big-name, yeah. And then the whole undercard is just like, he fights in a dojo from Seattle. This guy's taking
especially
on someone from Tacoma.
Especially the international ones.
No, they definitely try to get local guys on.
Which makes sense.
To increase, like, fans.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, in Brazil, they had all Brazilians in every fight. The Rio one I went to. Brazilian in every fight.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Ari, do you want to push anything? We're coming to the end of the show.
Yeah. Tickets are up on my website right now for the Storyteller Show. It's going to be September 9th, 15th, and 16th. Come to one show a night, so you can come up to three shows.
Is this for the Comedy Central thing?
Yeah, and if you use the code I put up there, make sure to use the code so you get in ahead of general admission.
All right, so let's promote that, pack that. I'd like to come see it. Who are some of the fun people that are
Blake,
on this?
Blake Griffin's still on the fence. Blake is still on the fence right now.
Hey, if that happens, Ari, will you please let me go?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Both of you guys.
Ari, I'm really happy for you.
Yes, and no people.
I'm really happy everything's going well for you. I think it's you deserve it. You're great. I'm so happy Comedy Central's happy with you. So great shit going on. So it's great.
For all of us.
Yeah, I believe that. I hope you would check out the website because it's actually starting to come together.
What's the site? I'll check it out right now as we get off. What's the site?
Oh, did you just ask me what the website for this podcast is?
Which has been the same website
mostly
for
so
a
the
year
fans
and a half.
Can hear it.
I will fucking kill you. PunchDrunkSports.com, you cocksucker.
And Ari, while you're there, click on the Amazon link. Get yourself a necktie.
Okay. Oh, I have one right now. I'm already wearing one.
Let's see it.
Oh, no!
There it is.
No!
The necktie I was talking about.
No!
That's it.
What is
yeah,
this, puppetry
that's
and penis? God, you have huge balls. Does he have big balls?
This is not... We've
I
known
don't have
this.
That big of balls, dude. My junk isn't big at all.
He has one big ball.
I have 5.5 inches, and that's who I am. I've accepted that. Alex... Tell them about your show one more time.
Check us out tomorrow from 4 to 5. Faggot Fantasy.
Faggot Fantasy.
Fantasy Fantasy Faggots.
Fantasy Faggots, guys. Jason Tebow, great show. What do you got, Push?
Next Tuesday, I'm doing the Roast Battle with Sandy Danto. This Friday, I'm either at Lovitz with Tripoli or
you will
or
be.
Not.
And T-shirts?
T-shirts might be done this well. The first one might be done this week.
Really? Excellent.
I got two things I got to do for Don, and then that's the next thing. So,
Ari,
suck it.
Great job. Have fun in Chicago. We'll see you next week, you and your big fucking Junos. All right, guys. See you on the other side.